We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for yet another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. He's the guy you write your letters to, Michael Eisen. Mike, how are you?
Fine, John. How are you?
Stop hitting me, Mike. Let's go to the letters. Maybe the fans will start hitting you if you don't give them some good answers here.
Right.
Let's go to Patrick in Washington, D.C. Will Dan Connor be the Giants' starting middle linebacker on the first play from scrimmage week one of the season?
Well, unless we open in a nickel defense, I would say yes. I think that's what he was brought in for. He's a very good middle linebacker. It's a position he played at Penn State when he was with Carolina. He was played inside in a 3-4 in Dallas a lot last year, but he told me that middle linebacker is his best position. Barring an upset, I would say that Dan Connor is going to be the Giants' starting middle linebacker this year.
Or maybe an early-round draft pick, too. Who knows what happens with that?
That, to me, would be an upset.
Okay, there you go. And by the way, Connor, great against the run, something the Giants struggled at a lot last year.
No question. The Giants have to improve the run defense, which is one of the reasons they were eager to sign Dan Connor.
All right, let's go to our next question. This comes from Charles in Virginia. Charles wants to know, will Brandon Myers' blocking ability allow him to be an every-down tight end for the New York Giants?
I think it will, yes. He caught 79 passes last year. There's no question he's an outstanding receiver. I don't think it's a knock. His blocking is against him, but he is perhaps not as good a blocker as a receiver. But with Michael Pope, the Giants' outstanding tight end coach, working with him, he will soon develop into a much better blocker. And there's no question that he can be an every down tight end.
I put him in the Kevin Boss mode. Came in not a great blocker, but they turned him into a guy that was good enough.
Absolutely. Same type of player.
All right, let's take a look at it. Larry from Las Vegas. What are the chances the Giants still decide to bring back Chase Blackburn and Dominic Hixon?
Chase Blackburn, to me, doubtful. I just think you've got a better player in the same mold in Dan Connor. Dominic Hixon, I don't think is going to come back unless the Giants bring him back specifically for return duties. They still have to make the decision if David Wilson is going to be the starting running back, which it appears he will be, whether they want him to return kickoffs. If they want to bring back Hixon to return punts and kickoffs exclusively, that would be an avenue for him to return. I don't think it's going to happen, but it could happen.
Here comes another tough one, this one from Allen in Tennessee. Mike, what are the Giants going to do? Who's going to start at left tackle, left guard, and right tackle? I told you, that's tough, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, left guard, I still think that Kevin Booth will be the left guard. I believe that the Giants want him back and that they will work something out with him. I frankly don't know what other interest he has as a free agent, but my opinion is he'll come to the conclusion that this is his best spot. At right tackle, we'll have to see. I guess the favorite right now is David Deal because he was the right tackle last year and he's still on the roster.
James Brewer should be in the mix there too.
James Brewer will be in the mix, no question, but James Brewer has not shown yet that he can play in a regular season NFL game and be productive. So at this moment, as we stand here in March, I'm going to say David Deal, but I reserve the right to change my mind.
Michael, enjoy the NCAA tournament this weekend, buddy.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Well, you will have Syracuse wins.
Yes, I will.
That's
exactly.
About it, though. Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on this week's edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G. He's Mike. I'm John. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.